Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The governor's office, changes she recommended in the foundation aid formula is going to be moved to next year's budget. But we're still hearing from school districts locally about being in a budget crunch. What have you heard from the school districts in your legislative district?
So we haven't heard directly from them, but I've certainly heard from leadership and the local teachers unions. I've heard from some of the leadership in the schools in Orchard Park as well, where I represent. There's certainly concerns. Each district is different in how they manage their budgets, how much they keep for a fund balance. You know, some districts have a pretty significant high amount in fund balance that they could certainly use. But we're fighting right now for this budget, and I think we're gonna ensure that these districts are held harmless, so they're not going to lose money out of this budget, and they should certainly get full foundation aid. That's what we're fighting for. That's what I expect out of this budget, even though it's been, we're well past due, and we should have already had a budget passed on April 1st. But here we are. But I think those negotiations as far as school funding are, I think they're going to be satisfactory. Now, what each school district does with their own budgets and how they manage that, in the end, that's on them. We're providing the resources that are promised in with foundation aid. I certainly expect them to manage their budgets well and keep staff and do everything in their power not to push for layoffs. That has been the big discussion. We certainly saw it in Hamburg, which is an area I don't represent. But there's a lot of concern from teachers, from school officials, and from parents.
Patrick, a number of districts received a lot of federal funding from the federal government to help them through the COVID. And how much of that may be into the districts being in the budget crunch from what you're hearing from union leaders and the like?
Like I said, it's obviously a factor. If you're getting a chunk of money and now you're not getting it, that's going to be a factor. But these school districts could not treat that money as if it was going to continue, right? Like COVID wasn't going to last forever, or thank God it hasn't lasted forever. Those funds from the federal government weren't going to continue in perpetuity. But like I said, if these districts are holding on to millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in extra fund balance that they're not legally required to hold on to, they should be filling those gaps now. And they should be talking about what that five-year plan is going to look like, what they need to maintain their services or increase their services, and have those conversations, with the delegation. As of now, I don't think we've had enough of those conversations. I think for this year, we can only do what we can do in the state. We can provide full foundation aid. Their issues with their budget, or if they, didn't manage their budget properly, is going to be on them. If they have concerns about funding from the federal government, or if they're expecting more, then we're going to have to work with our congressional delegation to see what they can do. But right now, in the midst of intense state budget negotiations, I feel pretty solid in saying that they're not going to lose funding from the state of New York.
How concerned are you as you're hearing about possible teacher layoffs and the like in the school districts you represent?
I'm deeply concerned. If we're doing the work, right? We're doing the state legislators are doing the work in Albany, and I think we're going to provide the resources that, the story keeps changing. So I want to make sure it's clear, from school leadership, if we're providing the necessary resources to meet foundation aid requirements, that you're not issuing layoffs, because it's sort of been like, well, we're hearing that we're not going to get foundation aid, that might lead to layoffs. Okay, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that you're fully funded. well, it might be something else that's going to lead to layoffs. Maybe it's, we're not getting the boost from the COVID dollars. Okay, well, that's a different conversation. So I'm open to having all of those discussions, but I'm certainly concerned about the threat of layoffs and how that impacts the quality of education for the kids I represent all across the 142nd Assembly District.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.